Tomorrow for surgery. We put on fluids because it's not eating. Have a surgery tomorrow.
As soon as I arrived at the hospital, the staff were incredibly busy. There was a handover taking place between the day shift and the night shift. There was a small pug being examined on the table. I asked Zoe, the veterinary nurse, about what was happening.
The vet's just performing a vaginal swab so that we can rule out potential conditions.
It looks like a bit like a smear.
Yes, I think it probably is in doggy world.
So she's off home shortly?
She is, yeah. Well, she's not critically ill and she's, you know, really bouncy. She's eating and drinking.
Dobbity, dobbity, dobbity.
This is March and he's one of the vets.
Yes, I'm one of the vets.
She's getting stressed if you're talking English to her. She likes Polish.
Oh my God. Luckily, Lola the pug dog didn't have to stay long before her owners came to pick her up. I'd spend the evening with the night shift team, led by the out-of-hours vet, Claire Duncan.
We have our own dedicated out-of-hours staff here, so we only work nights. I really love emergency work, and obviously the caseload tends to be variable on us, so it just depends what walks through the door on any given night.
The patients for the night were four dogs and a cat. Their ailments varied from broken legs, liver infections, and an elderly Jack Russell who'd been attacked by another dog and was in a critical condition.
She's going to be pretty much critical monitoring through the night, I think. She's not very well at all, bless her. She's lost quite a lot of blood from particularly that leg where she's got a big hematoma, big swelling and big bruise. We're just going to carry on intensively monitoring her and try and make sure we can keep her as comfy and stable as possible overnight.
The hospital is the hub for all of their West Midlands branches. So the animals that were in for the night weren't just from Coventry. I met Lee, a pet ambulance driver who'd only worked at Your Vets for 7 months.
I got married in my last job and I thought I want to try something new. So,
and what did you do before?
I was a recruitment manager for an exam board, so, and I just found this is... Yeah,
what a difference!
I know, it's flown by, and I've got to admit, most days you come home and you think, wow, that was different. I wasn't expecting that today. So,
and I soon got to understand what he meant. His colleagues told me that working there, you needed to be prepared to witness all sorts.
And it had its willy stuck outside of its foreskin, where they sometimes get jammed and then they get really swollen. Yeah. We were trying to push it back in and Lee looked like I was about to pass out. And he's just there.
From a male's perspective, it's not exactly the best thing to watch, you know.
Saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
The night shift involved many rounds of visiting the patients. A female Springer Spaniel was being kept in isolation on the other side of the hospital.
So at the moment we've got a little dog in here called Honey and we think she might have Wiles disease. They often get that from canals. It's carried in rat urine and it is something that's infectious to other patients. So I treat her in here until she goes home.
And is that a common thing to happen with dogs?
But fortunately, in most dogs, we vaccinate against it. So Honey's lapsed on her vaccines, which is why she's become susceptible to this, which highlights an important point. It is very important to get your dog vaccinated and keep up to date with yearly boosters.
Back in the main treatment room, our critical patient seemed to be taking a turn for the worse.
So from her readings just now, I think she's still experiencing quite a high degree of pain. So what we're going to do now is start her on an infusion of morphine, ketamine and lidocaine, three very potent pain relief drugs. We'll put her on a relatively high rate to just try and really hit the pain hard, because the main thing is we want her to be comfortable.
This elderly Jack Russell had been attacked by another dog.
It is quite common, and interestingly, we've had quite a few recently that have been from the same household.
When injuries come out of the blue, unfortunately, so do the costs associated with giving those animals round-the-clock care.
Having a pet is a total luxury. You need to really, need to know that you're going to be able to afford any unexpected health care. But I would say, yeah, absolutely, get your pet insured for instances, unlucky instances like this.